quack, 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 quack,
hello and welcome back to D5 the Mighty Ducks, the show where we look back at the 1994 Disney hockey sequel, D2 the Mighty Ducks, 5 minutes at a time. I'm your host, Blake, and this week's special guest is Robert Black. Robert, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Yeah.
So when I asked you to be on the show, you said you've never seen this movie. So as someone coming in...
I thought I had at least seen part of it, but when I watched it last night, I'm like, no, I've never seen this one. I saw the first one.
Okay, cool.
For sure.
Well, what did you think of this movie now the first time you've seen it?
I think I would have liked it more back then because it's enough. Very of its time, like as a kid's film kind of thing. But it's not bad. You know, it's entertaining.
Yeah,
it's fairly basic kids sports film, like the first one, like Little Giants and those kind of things.
Fair enough. Well, let's get into things. I brought you in at an interesting time in the movie because there's not a whole lot of on-ice hockey going on in these minutes.
Nope.
Which is fun. We are about to go into the infamous street hockey game, which we'll get into in a second. But I realized as I was going through my notes, official introduction to Rust, because we didn't know his name earlier in the movie, so I was waiting till this introduction to officially bring Keenan Thompson into the movie. When I say Keenan Thompson, what's the first thing that comes to your mind, Rob?
Keenan and Kel, even though I never really watched it much.
Fair enough.
I was a bit old.
Well, here's the fun part. This is his first role, right here. D2, this is his first ever role.
Nice.
I looked at it, I didn't believe it either until I started on IMDb. But of course, Keenan and Kel, he did that for 4 years. He did all that from 94 to 2000. And now he's on SNL, and he's been there since 2003, which is crazy.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, it's a long time.
Yeah, it's crazy how many years. So he challenges them to a game against his buddies. I have a couple of issues here. I have a couple of issues.
Okay.
First things first. Security comes to get him here because he's on their property.
Yeah.
No security follows them to this game? None?
Yeah, who's supervising them?
I have no idea. Like they're doing this practice on their own because Bombay treated them like shit the night before. So they're doing this on their own. Like, I don't understand what's going on.
Well, it's
like
they went to Rodeo Drive by themselves, too. They're doing everything just without supervision.
Yes, which is weird for a bunch of teenagers at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you trust teenagers in L.A.? I will never understand. So, we cut to the, I guess this is a basketball area? I guess it's like a basketball court that they turn into a hockey thing? It works for me. I'll take it.
Yeah, it seems to be.
And we meet James, who is his brother, and I was like, I have to look up who this guy is. And you know who he popped up? He is Villainous Shannon, and he is Cornelius Hawkins. Do you remember the TV show Dangerous Minds that was based on the movie?
Yeah.
He's in that. He's the starring role in that.
Okay.
I didn't know that. He was also in the first two seasons of 24, and he's also, his top credit was in the movie called The Hurricane. I had never heard of it. Have you?
Is it the boxing movie?
It just said 1999, The Hurricane.
Yeah.
I never heard of it.
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay, I figured you know movies better than I do. That's why I throw it to you on that one. So, we start this game What are your thoughts going into this? Like, we have this game about to start. It's a ridiculous concept. Your thoughts? What are your notes going into this?
It's this game. What this game reminded me in a way of, I was trying to think of other sports movies that did this, but the first one I thought of was Rocky IV.
Okay.
Where, you know, like, he goes and works out in, like, nature and everything, and it's away from all of the official sports stuff. Because this is like them going back to their roots, although I don't remember from the first one if they played street hockey for their roots. They were in Minneapolis. They probably had ice.
Yeah, they did.
So it's even different than that. But it's that kind of moment where, like, even though they're not the ones having a problem, it's the coach having a problem. They're going back to their roots and playing some, like, real hockey.
True. Exactly.
For some reason.
For some reason, yeah. For some reason. Because I was joking. And then when we got to the Iceland game, that the Iceland game, first Iceland game, reminded me of the Miracle on Ice story, when they put the game against the Soviet Union at Madison Square Garden, and they got killed 9-3. And they put that in here just as a comparison to that. That's what that reminded me of.
Yeah.
Oh, yay, yay. So, we get to start the game, and our song is, of course, whoop, there it is, tag team.
These three words mean you're getting busy. Whoop, there it is, Hitman.
Whoop, there it is. 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 Whoop, there it is.
Which, in 2020, is an overplayed sports song. But in 1994... This is a brand new song.
Brand new.
It's brand new. Uh-huh. I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. Like, whoa. It released May 7th, 1993.
Yeah, released while they were filming, actually.
How crazy is that, though? Like, they jumped on this one. Like,
oh, yeah.
It's pretty brilliant. Pretty brilliant.
Well, and it helped tag team a lot, because from what I was reading about the song, this is basically, at least chorus-wise, is a ripoff of a song from a few months earlier.
Really?
By, what were they called? 95 South?
Okay.
Yeah. And 95 South's, they only got to, like, number 11 on the charts. This version got to number 2.
Yes, it did. You know,
and it was in a movie.
I think it was also
and then it went to be
in
other movies after.
Yeah, it was also number 1 in R&B. Also, this year, the Philadelphia Phillies used this on their run for the World Series as their anthem. So there you
yeah,
go.
That's going to get you some attention.
Yes. And, of course, this is now, like, on ESPN Jock Jam albums and all that kind of stuff now. Like, I think I just aged myself by saying Jock Jam album, but whatever. yes, people. The younger audience, at one time, ESPN released CDs of sports music. This happened at one time. There's, like, 5 of them that happened. I owned, like, 3 of them. Like, this did happen.
This is where in my notes I wasn't sure if this is a kid-friendly podcast or not. But you've already said a swear word, so I think it's okay.
Help yourself.
Well, because it wasn't that I needed to swear, but when 95 South said the tag team had stolen their song, DC from Tag Team said, no, this was a thing that strippers say at a strip club where he worked in Atlanta. Strippers from Florida would say, whoop, there it is. But the theory was they were quoting the previous song that already existed.
That's fantastic. You know what's funny? If you really, really want to be dirty and listen to the words of this song, it is not exactly a clean song. It's not.
No, no.
Not whatsoever. I noticed that when I was at work one time, and it just came on the radio. I'm like, I wasn't into the words. I'm like, this is not a clean song. Get it? It's like one of those popular sports anthems of all time.
Right. Yeah, Shake Your Derrieres is in there. You know,
exactly.
That's not a hockey line, for sure.
No, but I hear this at every, like, Admirals game I go to. So it's like every single one. It's funny how that worked out. Now people would look at this
from
like,
a kid's film.
How dare you put this song in a kid's film? But because it's the 90s, and you can get away with more in the 90s. You know?
Oh, yeah.
So
no one cared about lyrics.
Nobody cared about much in the 90s. Nobody cared about much in this world. I noticed that going to these two movies. I'm like, nobody cared about much in the 90s. We got away with a lot.
Yeah.
The whole first movie, we're talking about, like, drunk driving and stuff like that in the first movie. In the second movie, we're doing, like, this whole, like, war on Iceland for some reason. I'm not quite sure why. But we're doing that in this movie. So, sure. Let's go with it.
Yeah. Why not?
Anyway, we're playing street hockey. We're having fun. And to answer your question, about the only person I've ever actually seen play actual street hockey is, like, Banks in this movie. Like, that's the only time in the two movies I've ever seen it. So, and that was him in his driveway. So,
right.
I'm not quite sure where this comes from. But it is fun, though. It is fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. I got stuck on the background in this scene because other parts of the movie, like when they're on their rollerblades in the beginning of the movie, that's filmed all over, I think, Minneapolis.
Yes, it is.
This is filmed in L.A.
Yes, it is.
This game. And so I'm like, okay, from that angle of downtown, what hill is this on? And so I'm backtracking and trying to find the exact school. Except the school where I think it is, Contreras High School, has been remodeled.
Oh.
The houses across the street are apartment buildings now. So I'm like, I can't confirm it. At the end of this segment, they're up high on that little wall with the fence looking down at the bus, and it does have a corner like that. So I'm like, maybe.
I'll take it.
That was fun.
Yeah, I'll take it. I would have never have thought about that, so there you go. Well done. See, in the opening sequence of my wife's minutes, we did that in the first episode, mm-hmm. and we were at the Mall of America, so we were able to actually, like, figure out where they were, which was fun.
Oh, see some of that? Nice.
Yes, so it was in Mall of America. We were there a couple of years ago. So it's definitely different than it was in the 90s, but it's still like you know where you are. You know what I mean? It was still pretty easy to figure out where they filmed.
Yeah.
So back to the game. First of all, the fun, I love watching this game, but I love the fact that they keep throwing in like the little stuff that they have problems with. Like Kenny Wu is still doing his really weird flashy stuff. Or I can't think of the name right now. The one who keeps crashing, who keeps losing his skates because he can't stop. Can't stop, and he crashes into a fence. I'm like, of course, that works for me.
Jumping ahead really quick.
Go ahead.
It was toward the end of the movie when he finally stops I realized I was actually enjoying the movie because I'm like, oh, we did it. And I was like, oh, my God, I just got taken in by a kid's film.
And you know what, though? You're allowed to do that in a movie like this.
But it was that moment where I realized it gotten me. And I'm like, you're into okay, this. I cared.
It won you over by the end of the second Iceland game. There you go.
Yeah.
It did its job, actually. That's what it did.
Yeah.
Perfectly.
They kept making that joke out of him not being able to stop, and then when he does, it's like, aw.
It pays off perfectly. It paid off. Mm-hmm. And we'll get to that later, of course. But Fulton, he does his shot, it bounces off, it flies off. Okay, now I need to know, how often does it happen that they smash in a car window and nobody asks for money to pay for this car? Like, it doesn't make any sense to me at all.
If you see later, when they're leaving on the bus, there is a guy by the car complaining.
Oh, okay.
The guy who throws them the puck, it's not his car.
Oh,
because that was shit. My first reaction was like, they just broke a window in L.A.? Someone's getting shot. You know, this is 93. This is road rage time.
Yeah, this is not now where everyone just sues. You know?
Yeah. This is when they had news reports about people getting shot on the freeway. You know?
Oh, my God.
But I'm like, oh, wait, it's not that guy's car. It's fine. But at the end of this 5 minutes, you see that guy by the car is like, what happened to my window?
That's hysterical. That's funny. I'll have to catch that when I get further into it. I have a movie up on my screen, and I get to that. I'll have to see that.
It's
That's
like right
funny.
As the bus is leaving.
That's hysterical. Yeah. So Charlie scores a goal thanks to the assist from the guy who throws in the puck from the outside. I love how there's like no rules in the game at all, which is awesome. So then we have the debut of one of the most famous things in this movie, the knuckle puck.
The knuckle puck, yeah.
What do you think of the
I had to look up
puck?
What was going on here. I was like, I don't know what he did. What happened? What does that work?
I don't. You
apparently
know
it does.
Apparently it works in this movie. It works here.
Well, apparently it does actually have an effect like a knuckleball in baseball.
Really?
Like where it does.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, but I don't know what why exactly. It's some weird physics thing, but cool. Okay.
Sure. Let's go with it. Let's go with it. But the debut of the knuckle puck, which I love his explanation. It's hard to be accurate, but it drives goalies crazy. What a great line.
Yeah.
The line reading is amazing. And it's, you remember that line. Like, you remember it.
Uh-huh. It's a great moment. Like, he comes out later. I'm like, he said it wasn't accurate. What the hell? But no, it goes in.
And I love how Fulton, of all people, is impressed. Like, Fulton's the one who has these trick shot. And he's like, whoa, how'd you do that? Like, okay, cool. It means more that Fulton's impressed than anybody else is.
Yeah.
So we keep going. And the coming up is actually one of my wife's favorite scenes in this movie is Kenny Wu. He scores a goal. And then they do the whole setup for a... the fight scene later in the movie, which at the end of the movie makes no sense, but here is pretty. It's actually, I like this because it's a good teaching lesson. Actually, this is how you defend yourself.
how to do a proper hockey fight.
Yeah, which is funny because this is not how you do this at all. Like, what's that? I watch hockey. I've watched hockey since pretty much the time this movie came out. I've been a hockey fan. Not related, but you know how it works. You know how timing works. But nothing like this ever happens.
Yeah.
Like, ever. Oh, man.
But this isn't how you do a hockey fight?
No, it's not.
I thought I was learning something.
No, it's not. It's fantastic. No. Yeah, for those who don't remember, he tells him to throw down his stick, throw down his gloves, and then put him down and pull his shirt up. That is the dumbest thing ever. Like, what?
I swear, this would have been actually around 93, 94. Maybe they were copying this movie on purpose. At a celebrity exhibition game I went to at the Forum, some guys did this, like,
probably
where they threw the gloves, grabbed the shirt, and pulled it over their head.
They made it
referencing this movie.
Mm-hmm. I guarantee it.
I just assumed it was right.
Nope, I guarantee they were just referencing this because it's so funny. You know what I mean? Like.
Yeah.
So then we have them. They have them getting on the bus, and the players that they just fight on the top of the fence. Sure, I by the way, I do love the shameless Little Caesar sponsor on the side of the bus. By the way, just shameless. Just
there. Oh, and the back of the bus.
Yes, of course. Their bus. They is
even walk. Yeah, they walk past the sign on the side of the bus to get in the back door, just to make sure we see that sign
twice. Oh, by the way, now I'm seeing it. Now I'm seeing the guy standing by his car.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. I've never noticed that before. That's amazing.
I loved it when I saw the guy. I'm like, oh, okay. It wasn't the other guy.
No, it's him. And he's now realizing, what the hell happened to my car? Like, wait a minute. I was gone for 10 minutes. What happened?
Yeah.
I go to work and come back. There's a big hole in my window. What? And it's not a gunshot. It's like, and it's a big hole. Like, what went through my window? Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and you don't want that in your windshield because that's going to be expensive to fix or replace.
That looks expensive. It just looked expensive. But then you have James on the top by the holding up to the gate, which is dramatic. Go USA. So dramatic. Go get him. We never... I don't think we see him again till the end of the Iceland game. I don't think we see him again till then. So dramatic.
Yeah.
I don't understand the acting choice
here. Say, go get him.
Go get him. Sure. What the hell is that? Oh, man. So we jump back to Gordon's place. And, well, okay. Looking back at this now, this is the second time we've been here. This is more ridiculous now looking at it. Like, how ridiculous this place is for one person.
Oh, it's huge, yeah.
For one human being.
Uh-huh.
Why does
he when he had the party, it was full of people, and it was, like, still seemed big.
Yeah, but at least there was a party going on. That at least makes sense. This is just one person by himself in this ridiculously big place.
Well, and if you look at his counter, he also has a bowl with, like, 30 apples in it, which he is not going to eat.
No, not whatsoever. Just a random bowl of app fruit just sitting there. So he gets surprised by John.
Yeah.
Who, okay, you say you saw the first movie. When you came into this, did you know Hans was not in this movie?
Yeah.
You knew that going in?
When I came into this, I didn't even remember Han. Been a long time since I saw the first one.
Fair enough.
So yeah. I didn't even remember who that was.
Okay. But the joke we've been having is that...
this is his brother or something.
His brother, right? Who allegedly, in the storyline of this movie, was in the background of the first movie. But we never saw him. Apparently. He was there, allegedly, according to his stories. Even though the only person we ever see at that shop is Hans. He's the only one we ever see.
Was Hans, so, yeah.
Yeah. And he's not in the third movie. Jan. So
wait, so does Hans still exist?
Yes. Hans went to visit their mom.
Okay.
In the old
He didn't
country.
Die or something. I don't okay.
That didn't happen until the I think he that's a big thing in the third movie. He's in the third movie, Hans.
Okay.
He's in the third movie. But
because he says the shop is closed. Why isn't Hans just running it?
Because Hans is in the old country with his mom.
That's why.
He went to, at the beginning of the movie, they explained that. And literally, in the first 5 minutes, they wrote out Hans.
Yeah, I didn't know who they were talking about.
That's that's what it was.
That's why I forgot.
Yeah. In 5 minutes at the beginning, we had a 5-minute segment where they literally wrote out Hans, who was a major character in the first movie, and Charlie's mom, a major character in the first movie. We wrote them both out of this movie.
Yeah, we don't need them.
They'll be back next movie. We'll see him next movie. Oh man, yeah, that cracked us up in the second episode we did. It was so funny that they wrote both of the characters out.
Wow.
So, but anyway, Jan surprises him and just kind of stands there and yells and pretty much tells him this is a terrible place for a coach, which is funny to me. We would fight for that. And he makes him a big feast. And I'm just going to reference, it's from the beginning of the movie, it's a nice little callback, if anyone caught it, he did make the Hans and Pfeffer and eggs again, like he did at the beginning of the movie, so very consistent to Jan to make the exact same meal, no matter where they are. It's pretty funny to me. But so, like you said, he closed the shop for the first time in 10 years, which I guess tracks, I'll go with it, fine, whatever. I'll go with it at this point. Sure. He saw the Iceland game on television, which the look on Gordon's face, I'm like, ah, shit. I'm going to hear about this. Ah, shit. Oh, no. I'm in trouble. What's he here to tell me about? It actually reminds me of, you know, in The Replacements, when they keep bringing up the game that Keanu Reeves' character plays, and he's just like, did anyone watch anything else that day? That reminds me of, that look reminds me of. Oh, man. So, they talk about this, and I do love the fact that earlier in the movie, we had Averman making fun of Gordon's hair and outfit and everything else, and now Jan is doing the exact same thing.
Yeah, who's that guy in the suit with the wet hair?
Was it raining? Did you just get out of the shower? These are oddly funnier than Averman's jokes earlier in the movie. These are actually funnier. Averman's jokes. Okay, I have to ask you this question because maybe you're a little older than me. Maybe you'll get this. What the hell does the joke mean when he says, "Nice pants. Did you get nice jacket? Did you get you a pair of pants with that?" Do you have any clue what that means?
I'm guessing it's some... Wait, I'm trying to... What jacket was he wearing?
He was wearing a nice suit. He had a nice suit on. He's wearing this nice suit.
He's saying it's cheap.
Okay. I was like...
Because a cheap suit place, you'll get an extra pair of pants free or something.
Okay. Because we were very confused by that joke in that episode. We were very confused by it. We didn't understand what that joke meant whatsoever. So... he flew all the way out because I love how Gordon's like, you flew all the way out here to tell me about my to make fun of me? Really? Part of me. But then really the reason he came out here, he looks like a man who needs a friend, which is an awe moment. I'm not going to lie. That's really cute.
Mm-hmm.
Very sweet for him to come out here for that. And then when he told the Goodwill Committee who you were, I didn't talk about your good looks. And that's kind of where we end off the minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. I have to ask you a question. Did you happen to hear the Junior Goodwill Games? Did you ever actually look up what these were? Because they're not real.
I saw that they weren't real, but I know Goodwill games exist.
Exactly.
So
we had to look up the Goodwill games, which goes back to like Ted Turner. Like, that's how back we're going with this. But the Junior Goodwill game, they made up for this. And I still don't understand why. Like, why did you just make up a tournament for no reason? Like, make up an international event that makes no sense.
They wanted it to be bigger.
It's ridiculous.
I guess it's just because you want the sequel to have a bigger stakes, so you make it international. But it seems like there should be some sort of international league. Maybe hockey's not big enough or wasn't big enough at the time.
At the time,
I don't know.
No, but now I know they have a couple of like big international tournaments now. Like, I watch one every year. I watch the World Juniors.
Because, like, Little League Baseball has an international major, like, has a World Series.
Yes, it does.
But I guess hockey wasn't big enough, so they had to invent one.
Yeah, because now I can relate this to, like, the World Juniors, which is the big thing that happens in December every year. And, like, it has a big international feel, just like this, like a massive tournament that goes on every single year. But this is different.
You get some funny moments, though. I know when they had the party at Gordon's house earlier, I think when the guy introduces him to Kareem, he's like, he's coaching Team USA. And I'm like, you should be more specific than that, I think.
I agree.
USA of what?
Exactly. That is a very funny sequence, especially because you realize that like you have these legends and then you have...
Yeah.
Well, funny part, I was mentioning this at this scene. The hockey players in there, they're not legends yet. But they will be. Like, they will
not
be.
Yet,
like,
no.
Three of the biggest, like, USA Robitaille
was
players
about
ever.
To be.
Yeah. The three of them turned out to be, like, three of the biggest USA players of all time. But at the time, they were just kind of here. Like, whatever. Let's just have some cameos. So.
Yeah, then Greg Louganis and Yamaguchi.
Yeah.
Just random Olympians. Why not?
just here for no real reason. So, I've been telling everybody this. I'll tell you the same thing. What are your overall, like, other thoughts on this movie besides what we've talked about in these 5 minutes?
Maybe it's just because I don't watch a lot of hockey, but I wish some of the hockey play in this movie was more clear what was going on. Because a lot of it is, like, just suddenly... sports movies have this problem all the time where you need someone to make a goal, so it doesn't matter whether it looks like they really took some effort to get there. But it plays fun. Like, this sequence with the hockey game, as you were saying, it's great to watch this little street hockey version because it's just them having a good time. True. And, like, when they were doing the lasso thing earlier when Gordon actually let them have a good time, it was really nice because these are kids being kids. This was the other thing, actually, where I thought of whether or not this was a kid-friendly show because I realized Joshua Jackson is... He turned 15 when they were filming this.
Right.
Which is the age that his character on Dawson's Creek was when he had an affair with the teacher.
I know. That's crazy, isn't it? Like, that's crazy.
And I'm like... And so I'm imagining... Well, not really imagining, but imagining this Joshua Jackson with, like, his voice still hasn't quite changed, having an affair with the teacher. I'm like, no, that is far more inappropriate than I ever thought it was on Dawson's Creek.
Yeah. Well,
he's a kid.
His own little world. They did the same storyline on Riverdale. Like, they're the exact same storyline.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't understand why.
But they're the exact. But for some reason, it didn't work as well. Like, it did Dawson's Creek. I don't know why, but it didn't work.
Yeah.
So I'm
when I realized that, I'm like, oh wait, he's 15.
But the funny part is in D3, it's pretty funny. I'm avoiding watching D3, even though it's been on HBO Family like forever for some reason in the last month. I have no idea why. It's been on like every day. But I'm avoiding watching it until I'm done with this movie. But I know in that movie, it's hysterical because it's literally almost a year and a half before Dawson's Creek. And it looked exactly the same. Like, it's so funny. His voice has changed. There's Pacey Winter now playing for the Mighty Ducks. It's
so hysterical. He's grown up.
It's so funny. Like, I will talk about it a lot more next season, but it's hysterical how much he looked exactly like Pacey in the third movie. Even though in the third movie, he does have one of my favorite jokes when he references the Anaheim Mighty Ducks in the movie, making the Mighty Ducks canon.
Oh, yeah.
So it's great. Yeah. I love that joke. So,
well, they play at the pond in this one, so
they do. They do. They are the. I'll bring this up more later in the movie, but they are officially the first thing to ever happen in the pond before the duck ever happened was this movie. This is the first thing to happen at the pond.
Oh, this filmed there first.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. They did it on purpose. So. All right. Well, cool. That is that for these minutes. You got some. You got some jam-packed ones, but at the same time, we got through them pretty fast. So there you go.
Yeah, it was a nice little self-contained thing, though, with that. It was nice, the street though. Hockey, so it that was cool. Nice. Yeah.
So, and we will get more into everything on our next show. Why don't you tell everybody where they can find you before I tell everyone who's coming on next week?
Well, you can find... I have a lot of stuff, so you can go to lemmingdrops.com to find links to all of it. My latest show, I guess, would be Cock and Bull Minute, which ostensibly is talking about a 2005 film called Tristram Shandy, but 11 episodes are out at this point, and we haven't talked about the movie yet.
Wait a minute, that's you? I didn't know that was your show. I didn't realize that was your show.
Yeah, that's me.
Okay, cool. I didn't know that was your show. I follow everything.
Somewhere we've avoided talking about the movie.
That's hysterical. I'm going to have to listen to your show just to hear that. That's funny. That's actually really funny. Oh, man, that's great. No, I didn't realize that was your show. That's funny. So, well... Next week, I will have my father-in-law and my co-host from the Blake's House Show, Mark, on here, and we're going to continue on. He's jumping on in here. He pretty much told me wherever I had a spot open, just throw him on there. He'll come on the show. So that'll be next week. So, yeah, I can't wait. He had a blast season with this, so I can't wait to do this year with him. You can find the show everywhere you can find podcasts, and so please rate and review and subscribe, and also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at D5 the Mighty Ducks. That's just about everything. Rob, thank you so much for coming on. This is a lot of fun.
Thank you for having me.
No problem.
It's, gave me an excuse to finally watch the movie.
Yes, and maybe I'll give you an excuse to watch D3 next year. How's that sound?
Yeah.
And D3, and I will continue to make this crack out. D3 will at least be on Disney Plus next year. All right. On that note, thank you all for listening to the show, and I will see you next week. Have a good day, everybody.
And when everyone says it can't be done, ducks fly together.